Hey, Little Things listeners, I'm so excited to announce that Time of Grace is hosting its first ever women's event at the Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, this April 26th and 27th. Some of my favorite people will be there, and I'm guessing if you were along for the journey last summer when we did the faith journeys, they're going to be some of your favorite people too. I'm talking about Dr. Rhoda Woolley and Dr. Joan Prince, Lori Lorig, and all the Time of Grace female bloggers. Besides that, Pastor Jeremy Maddock will also be doing a live in-person evening encouragements. We can't wait to meet you and connect you to other Christian women. The event is called Unbreakable, Finding Strength to Face the Storms, and we hope to see you there. Find all the information in the episode notes. It will take you to the landing page so that you can register. See you in April. We are continuing our series on the Lord's Prayer with the fourth petition, which is give us today our daily bread. Now it's easy to think, oh yeah, I need food to eat, so God, please give it to me when you're mumbling through this prayer, but this petition encompasses so, so much more. Hey, it's Amber, wife, mother, type A child of God. Here at Little Things, we look at everyday issues from a biblical perspective with one simple goal, to know and love God more. Thanks for listening. So Martin Luther, who wrote the Large Catechism, which is primarily what I'm using for my resource for this, he says, this petition is a prayer for everything that is necessary for sustaining and even enjoying life. So I live in Minnesota. To sustain life, I'm going to need a heater during the winter. I cannot live through 30 below temps without shelter that has heat. I would freeze to death. Now, I could live through 100 degree temps in the summer without air conditioning. But God, in His goodness, providing daily bread, often gives us much more than just our necessities. He also gives us the things that add to our enjoyment of life. So an air conditioner on a hot day. We have cars. Do we need a car? That's up for grabs. But boy, it adds to our enjoyment a lot. So when we're praying, give us this day our daily bread. Sometimes we are praying for a vehicle. If we have a job that we need to drive to get there, and that is what we need to sustain our life, that job is providing so that we can buy our food and we can pay for our shelter. Then sometimes when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are actually praying, God, I'm going to need a car. I need a vehicle. I need transportation to get to and from. And so Luther says, it's not just about sustaining life. This petition is also about us enjoying life and asking God for it, who is a big God. We're going to get into that in just a little later, in just a bit. But he says, this petition doesn't include just the oven and the flour bin, so for making bread, but the fields and the entire land, which produces crops for us to eat. In this petition, we are praying that God would give us good conditions for growing, the sunshine, the rain, the weather that we need for harvesting. We're praying for the farmers who produce the food, but not just the farmers. Think of all the people that are involved in the food chain, from the people at the grain elevators, the people who transport the goods from one place to the next, the grocery stores that sell us the food, the bakeries, the restaurants. So many people are involved, and we are praying in this petition for all of them. When we are praying, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, we are praying, keep these lines of transportation open. Please help us to have good and safe roads so the semi-drivers can bring us the goods that we need. Thank you for railroads that bring the oil for the fuel. Thank you for the shipping lanes. Thank you that our country, our government is in communication and trade with other places so that we can get olive oil from Europe and items from China. Thank you for that. We are praying all these things. We're praying that these these modes of transportation, the people who are involved in them, all the way from the person who runs the ship to the person who is unpacking the ship, all the way up to our government officials who are making sure that trade continues. That is all involved and encompassed in this petition. We're not just praying for food, though. We're praying for clothing, for shelter, for a land that is at peace. Okay, so we have basic necessities that we need for life, including clothing. We need a place to rest our head that shelters us from the elements. And again, peace is not quote unquote necessary for life, but a lot of people are killed in war, and not necessarily because they're on the front lines, just from bombs, from stray bullets, from being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So we're not just praying about the very items that we need. We're praying for a country that is at peace, that can function as it needs to function in order to give its people everything that we need to sustain life. And it's not just our country at peace. We're praying for peaceful neighborhoods. If you have ever lived next to someone who is a quarrelsome neighbor, you know how difficult that can be. It certainly isn't necessary for life to have good neighbors. But as far as you enjoying life, having good neighbors is a huge part of that. In fact, I walk around my block often. I try to several days a week. I try to every day, but I don't get to it. And whenever there's a house that's for sale in my neighborhood, in this loop that I walk, I just pray that God puts good and wonderful neighbors in our neighborhood so that all of us can live at peace. I pray for godly people or people who are open to the gospel so that they might come to know Christ. And I know my own children are often either driving in our neighborhood, or years back they were biking or walking with friends. And I would pray that God would put safe people in our neighborhood so that my children were safe when they were walking and when they were doing their activities outside. That is a blessing from God. That is our daily bread to sustain life, to live in a peaceful place where we don't have to worry about neighbors taking things or constantly arguing with us or trifling over boundaries or, you know, their dogs coming in our yard or whatever. So that also is encompassed in this commandment. Luther says we are praying for government and honest dealings. Again, that goes back to keeping our trade routes open, to not charging us super elevated prices for food and things that people need. When you have people who can't afford food, when they can't get their basic necessities for life, that's not a good thing. We're praying for a government that supplies and does what it's supposed to do, which is help people to live and to sustain their life. And it's never too soon in this petition to think about all the things we should be praying in terms of being grateful to God for our farmers, being grateful for the weather, being grateful for all the people who work in these supply chains, being grateful for the government officials who go and talk in other countries and make treaties and trade with them. These are huge things. These are all blessings that, you know, as we pray, give us today our daily bread. But how can you not also be praying and thank you, God, for all the ways that you have? What other place in the world? I mean, there are a lot of other places, Europe, for instance, Canada, but in a lot of places in the world, you can't go into these huge Costco's or Sam's Club or Walmart's or whatever, even grocery stores, Publix, and get all the kinds of different food. I mean, you have your choice of so, so, so very much. We live with so much excess. it's never too soon to start thanking God for that, or to at least have that on our mind as we're praying this petition. Luther says, we ask that God cause our work, trade, or whatever we engaged in to prosper and to succeed, to favor us with faithful neighbors, good friends, and other such things. When I went through the book of Judges with some friends a couple years ago, that was one of the lessons that came out of it, is that we should be praying for our companies to prosper. My husband works for a hospital. When the hospital prospers, my husband's job is secure. And so while I don't want anybody to be sick, I would rather they didn't, I am grateful that there is a place where people can go when they need surgery, when they need help getting well. And so it is absolutely a good thing for us to be praying that our companies prosper and that they have good leadership and that those good leaders govern their place of employment, their company, in such a way that it doesn't go bankrupt, that it doesn't go under, but that it serves the people it is meant to serve. That's a beautiful prayer to pray. And then also good friends. Luther included that in what we should ask for. That is something, especially having young adult children, I tell them it is a good thing to pray to have good Christian friends. They are going to be your encouragement. They're going to keep you in the word. They're going to keep you accountable. When you start to go off on a direction that is not godly, they're going to be the ones who stop you and say, hold on a second. I don't think God would have you go that route. Or I'm not sure that route is the route that you want to take if you want to get to here. And it's so hard to find Christian friends, especially as a young person. And so that is a good thing to be praying for. And it is part of our daily bread for sustaining our Christian life, for being spiritually well. We need those people around us who keep us in God's word and encourage us when we're down and take us from looking at the world to, you know, switching our point of view back to, hey, straight ahead. That's where you need to be looking. Go there. Forget about what the world says. Forget about what everybody else says you need at this point in your life. What does God say? We're asking also for God to do a good work through our police officers who keep our neighborhoods safe. Thank God for those people who are willing to go to houses and break up fights, who are willing to put their own life on their line in order to catch criminals, who are bent on destruction and causing chaos in our streets. So we're praying for the people who keep peace in our neighborhood and keep peace in our country, which is a huge task. We're also asking God to protect us from disasters, all kinds of disasters, whether it's a financial collapse or a weather event. We're asking in this petition that God would maintain our country, our cities, our states, our towns, and that he would, by his good and gracious will, keep us prospering so that we can buy the things that we need and our neighbors can do the same. In this petition, we're also praying that God restrains Satan, because we've already talked about how Satan loves to bring about chaos. He loves to hurt people. He loves to bring misfortune. And in doing so, he loves to make us try to think that God is forgetting us, that look, oh, this, he's not providing for you. If he really loved you, why would this have happened? And so we're praying that God restrains and thwarts all the plans of evil people. There are evil people bent on destruction. They want nothing more than to get everything for themselves, and they don't care who they have to get rid of in order to accumulate more. And so we're praying that God restrains the forces of evil, and not just for our nation. We don't want to go to war again. We don't want to see places at war. So many times lives are just lost. The young men I think of, especially, I have a 21-year-old son, and it's hard for me to watch, you know, All Quiet on the Western Front and see all those young men who were killed. But it's not just that. There are sex offenders in our own neighborhoods, in our own cities. And we're praying that God restrains them, that He keeps those around us safe so that they do not fall victim to people who would harm them, who would cause destruction in their lives. We also know that so much of this is about gratitude, that really by the time we're done thinking about all the ways that God has provided for us in the past, all the ways that God has kept us safe, all the things that He has given us, not just to sustain life, but to enjoy life, it really does have to take us to a place of gratitude and living there. God shows us how much He loves us by providing even for the wicked who refuse to acknowledge Him or give Him thanks. That is one of the great things about God. So all of us, you know, we tend to be stingy towards people who are ungrateful or who don't even want to be around us. Why would I buy them a Christmas present? They don't want to be around me. They hate me, whatever. God is not that way. God provides. He gives sunshine to the righteous and the unrighteous. He allows crops to grow for the farmer who acknowledges Him and for the farmer who does not. God, in His grace, provides for people who curse Him, which is astounding in and of itself, but yet that is His grace. He allows them to be alive, to have a period, a time of grace, where they might learn about Him, hear, and turn to become a believer and to acknowledge Him. So that in and of itself is amazing that God works that way. And we can be praying that we would have more of that heart, to have love in our hearts for people who don't care for us, who actually persecute us, who think Christians are terrible. In this prayer and in this petition, we can be praying for that, which we are going to get to later on. When we receive these gifts from God, it needs to be with a thankful heart. And I know that many of us pray before we eat. And as my kids have gotten older, I don't like to just mumble a table prayer anymore that is, you know, rote. That is great when they were preschool and, you know, grade school even. But these days I like to really thank the Lord for just bringing us all together and for this food that we have at our disposal, the good food, and for the effort that was put into making it and our health so that we could, you know, think about just that, what it takes to prepare a meal, to clean up from a meal, to go shopping for the ingredients for the meal. If you don't have your health, you know how hard it can be to go do those things. So even in just the preparation after we have all the ingredients, God is so good. He is so good to give us so much and to provide for us in unexpected and amazing ways. And in this petition, we are praying that He continues to do so, that He thwarts Satan and destruction from any means. And we're also praising Him and thanking Him for the ways He has done it in the past and the ways that we are sure He's going to do it in the future. This has been Little Things, because in God's kingdom, the little things are the big things.